this is a question I actually get pretty often. It kind of gets me a little fired up a little bit, but the question is, should you lie or even embellish to create the social proof? A lot of people ask that because they're brand new when creating a product, so they may not have, you know, proof like, you know, how to make $10,000 in a week or how I lost 50 pounds in 2 months or things like that. So when people are trying to sell a product to make it compelling, sometimes they'll want to embellish or lie about the proof. And I absolutely despise this tactic. It's what gives internet marketing the bad name. You should absolutely never, ever do it. It's not a way to build a business. It's not a good way to build a foundation of trust and loyalty in your fans if it's based on some outlandish lie. So I never, ever, ever say you need to do that. There's so many ways to get creative to make your own proof. Like, you can borrow someone else's proof. Like, you can say how Oprah Winfrey used this one trick and lost 50 pounds. Or you can use statistics and say something like 9 out of 10 people who have used this system before has got such and such results. Or take one of the methods or tactics and give another statistic to it. Like with my real estate course, how one of the things I said was a proven fact was that there's been more millionaires in the world in the history of time made in real estate than any other business combined, whether including movie stars, actors, and any other really popular, you know, stock market, all these other things that people think make a lot of money. There's been still to this day, there is not any other business that has made more millionaires than real estate investing. So that's social proof by using a statistic. So you don't have to lie in your business. It's just not smart. Eventually you'll get found out, and it's just, don't do it. Don't ever, ever, ever do it. Get creative, use statistics, borrow someone else's proof, but never lie. Just don't like it.